you were there, I believe, when the Ramblin' Ramp race started.
I brought that there.
Had you done that at Z93?
No, Quixie did it.
Oh, Quixie had it.
And I used to sit there and be green with envy of watching that. And I was able to get that to D.C. on
but
the Potomac.
Didn't you have any concerns about liability and somebody banging their head when they fell off a raft and possible lawsuits? I mean, could you possibly even do a promotion like that today?
That's a really good question. Would I do that now? I'd be scared to death to do that now, especially in the position that I'm in. But back then, it's like, we were a little bit, maybe we were just naive, but we just thought it would come out fine. So
The crowd.
And it did that day. We had a lot of people.
Indeed, And that promotion was annual, went on probably about 5 years.
Something like that.
I remember in the early 80s, we were still doing that promotion.
Well, they really had their act together, not necessarily the station, although we did a good job. But the company that put it on, I can't remember who that was, but the people involved really had it down to a turnkey operation. Mm-hmm. They were good about how they put it out there, how they supervised it, how they co-opted with the police, and they were really first-rate company.